You're listening to the Rural Advancement Podcast. Rural Advancement provides resources to empower, equip, and encourage rural pastors and churches. Join our community by visiting us at ruraladvancement.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rural Advancement. This is the podcast that is by rural leaders and for rural leaders. It is our goal every single week, week in and week out, to bring you content that is not just spoken to the rural church, but is spoken by people who get it, people who have lived, worked, and ministered in small, out-of-the-way places, and people who understand the immense value of the work that God does there. I'm your host, Joe Epley, and this week, in lieu of our usual interview, we're going to do a solo episode with me, your host, and I wanted to kind of take a more devotional tone with today's episode and talk about a topic that I believe impacts us all deeply. That topic is humility. Something I came across recently, I was at a Bible study with some friends, and somebody brought up this prayer. It's really called the Litany of Humility, and it's one of those prayers that comes out of, you know, one of the ancient church fathers or an old scholar or something along those lines. And this Litany of Humility, right? It's this liturgical prayer meant to be prayed over and over until this kind of character of humility goes into our heart. And before I read the text of this litany, I just want to give you maybe some background from my own life on why I value it so much. So this prayer really is divided into two parts. The first half talks about kind of asking Jesus to deliver us from all the temptations of pride, right? There's things like wanting to be esteemed, loved, honored, praised, you know, all these things that I think hit any one of us. And specifically, the reason I bring it up today is because I think humility as a conversation is something that, whether we talk about it or not, happens in a rural context quite a bit. Even though we recognize that some of the praise and the exaltation or the recognition of the work is not always there when you work in a small, out-of-the-way place, I think we can all agree that humility still works its way into the conversation. There are still days when I was doing small-town youth ministry where I just wished that more people would be around to appreciate and see the hard work that I'd put into something. Or you witness a moment in the life of a student or a parishioner and you say, man, does anybody see the value of what's happening here? Or maybe you work with your church through a massive problem and you kind of get to right the ship and experience God's next season of fruit and growth and blessing. But the thing is, nobody's knocking down your door to ask how you did it. And so for me, this first half of this prayer that I'm going to read today deals a lot with that. And I think it is important. I think it does touch our daily lives, because every day when you're working in a small, out-of-the-way place, you got to remind yourself that it is not about the praise that we get. It is not about kind of the favor we would like to be shown. And it really is truly about serving the Lord, being faithful to Him, and loving the people in front of you. The second half of this litany, this prayer, if you will, was what probably caught me off guard the most, because again, I think in a rural setting, I can easily walk through the first half of this prayer. I can say, you know, I did a cool thing with the Lord's help, and now I really would love recognition for it, but Lord, I'm going to pray to you because I recognize that all the praise goes back to God. Like, that spiritual exercise is probably going to help me keep me grounded pretty well. But the problem is, the prayer doesn't end after all these statements about, you know, not being praised or preferred or exalted for our actions. You know, it doesn't just seek personal humility, but the prayer goes on, and again, we're going to read it in full, but it talks about that others may be loved more than I. And it says, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be esteemed more than I, etc., etc. And I think this is kind of the untold half of humility, is humility is not just saying, God, I'm okay if my eyes don't get lifted up. I'm okay if my work doesn't get recognized by the world around me. And instead, you begin to actively pray for the success of others. And this one, I think, represents sometimes more of a challenge. You might be in a rural town where one church is kind of, quote unquote, the established church of the town. They might have more members, more programs, more resources. You might be a small church in a small town in the shadow of larger places with larger churches. And you might sit there and go, man, is my work significant? And sure, I'll pray for my own humility, but I'm sure sure struggling with praying to bless this other church that causes, again, not that we want to admit it, but it causes us to doubt ourselves and sometimes watching another success in the ways that we want to be successful can cause an internal struggle in our own hearts. And so I think I'm going to end this episode. I recognize it's not very long, but this is really my challenge to you. I think that, well, first of all, if I'm being honest, I think that me saying I'm closing this episode probably means we've got at least another 5 minutes left. But my challenge to you is this. I think rural life is a great opportunity to have your life built on these key kind of day-by-day disciplines, right? Like, we recognize that often, you know, growth in our own lives, growth in our churches in a rural setting tends to be more line after line, measure after measure, and less, you know, meteoric and exponential, right? The growth is just steady and stable over time. And what I love about this prayer is that you are able to take a prayer like this and make it part of your liturgy, make it part of who you want to be, make it part of your daily reflections. And I believe that if you were to pray this prayer, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 6 months, maybe a couple years, I believe that God would use these words and those times of prayer to help you become the person He's called you to be. Plus, I really think to do small town right, we kind of have to embrace humility. We really have to believe those words that we do this for the Lord and not for men. And we preach the gospel not given to us from human hands or for human enjoyment and say, we're going to do this work because God sees us. And that's okay if that's all we get. And so I'm going to close this episode with a reading of the Litany of Humility. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being slandered, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That, in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. These are sobering words. I think the line that hits the hardest for me in that litany is where it says, that others may be chosen and I set aside. Man, what a complex prayer, what a humbling prayer, and what a challenge to our own spiritual walk. For this week, from all of us at Rural Advancement, we just kind of encourage you to walk in humility. It's meant to be challenging, it's not easy, and there are plenty of days where you're going to get up having one of the most successful things or moments in your life and have not that many people to share it with and nobody knocking down your door to ask you how you did it. But ultimately, again, may these words of humility guide us. As always, you can find our podcast on Apple Music and Spotify, as well as on ruraladvancement.com. But I encourage you, as we always do, to share this podcast via word of mouth. Talk to one rural leader and say, hey, I've got some conversations I think you should be a part of. We hope that you leave this podcast encouraged and equipped and empowered. And for this week, I've been your host, Joe Epley, and we will see you next week.